It is a lovely good evening and a warm welcome to Millennium Radio News. We take a look at the top stories. CASC urges urgent action on unresolved corruption cases, warns of public fatigue. Government moves to safeguard crops amid the potential locust threats. In international news, Romania becomes the second NATO country to detect a Russian drone in its airspace.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the news in detail, I'm Stalbi Simchimba. The Community Action Against the Corruption, CASC, has raised alarm over the growing frustration among Zambians concerning unresolved and long-standing corruption cases, calling for a more result-driven approach from the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC. CASC Executive Director Brighton Tembo stressed that the public is losing confidence in government's anti-corruption drive due to the continued lack of decisive action and tangible outcomes. Mr. Tembo urged the SCC to adopt a more aggressive and effective strategy in investigating and prosecuting corruption cases, particularly those involving public officials and the misuse of state resources. He warned that the failure to act swiftly risks eroding public trust in the country's governance institutions. He emphasized that the fight against corruption must be more than a political talking point, calling for the allocation of adequate resources, institutional independence, and clear timeliness for the resolution of pending cases.
When corruption is already in public domain, what is there is to investigate and get to the bottom of such kind of corruption, unlike saying there is no corruption. Otherwise, we've welcomed the arrest. You know, the lasting solution to that problem, like corruption generally in the government institutions, is not for the sitting government to cover up alleged corruption committed by officials within government. So once we start doing that, when there is corruption, move in very fast. And the only solution to corruption is to punish people, not to shield them. As long as we continue shielding these people, then we are doing nothing. We have to move in and punish the people, regardless of whether they are in the current regime or in the previous regime.
Zesco Limited has announced that residential customers across the country will now receive 6 hours of electricity supply per day, citing ongoing system challenges and scheduled maintenance works. In a statement released to Millennium Radio, the power utility confirmed that adjustments have also been implemented for industrial and commercial customers, although the specific supply hours were not disclosed. Essential services such as hospitals and water treatment plants will remain unaffected by the new schedule to safeguard the critical national infrastructure. According to Zesco, the reduction in supply stems from instability in the national electricity system, compounded by ongoing biannual maintenance at Mamba Energy Limited, scheduled to run from 17th August to 21st September 2025. The company acknowledged that the disruptions these development poses for households, businesses and communities, adding that efforts are underway to stabilize the supply once maintenance works are concluded. The Ministry of Agriculture has assured the nation that measures have been put in place to protect crops, fauna, flora and domestic fauna from potential threats posed by locusts. According to a statement issued by Ministry spokesperson Palewa Ziolu, surveillance programs have successfully mapped out areas prone to locust outbreaks. These natural breeding zones are now under intensive monitoring to ensure early detection and rapid response. The ministry emphasized that no crop damage has been recorded so far and the situation remains firmly under control. Authorities remain optimistic with the preventive strategies in place. Locust population will continue to be effectively managed. In addition to surveillance, capacity building initiatives have been implemented. Agriculture officers across districts in central, southern and western provinces have undergone specialized training in locust control. This training is expected to strengthen technical capacity at the district level, enabling quicker and more effective responses to any potential outbreak.
We have also mapped out areas that are naturally prone to locust outbreaks. The natural breeding areas for locusts are currently under intensive monitoring and surveillance to ensure early detection and rapid response. We are pleased to inform the public that no damage has been recorded so far on crops, and the situation remains firmly under control. As government, we remain optimistic that with the measures in place, the red locust population will continue to be effectively managed. In addition to surveillance, we have built capacity in all the offices in Central Province, Western Province.
The Zambia Agriculture Rural Development Initiative, ZARUD, has called on governments to ease the conditionalities required for farmers to access funding for winter maize. Government, in collaboration with commercial banks, intends to come up with a program to disperse funds for winter under the Sustainable Agriculture Financial Facility. The ZARUD Executive Director Gilbert Mbanga says simplifying access to funds will empower more small-scale and rural farmers to engage in winter maize farming. He says this will also help stabilize the national grain reserves and reduce reliance on imports. Mr. Mpanga says currently Zambia needs to boost its national reserve with the droughts that was experienced last year.
Because it will enable a lot of farmers to go into winter maize. As you know that we have been experiencing some droughts, and we have been experiencing some food shortages in the country. So when an organization or an institution come up with a program to promote winter maize, it's a welcome move. But now, the call to the commercial banks, those who are involved in through this program, is at least they have to lighten the conditions so that farmers are able to access these services.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Rita Mkandawe has charged that the piling up of domestic debt is negatively economic activity, hence the need for governments to arrest the situation. Ms. Mkandawe says continued borrowing the local economy by government has continued to have a negative impact on the growth of the economy. Ms. Mkandawe has further charged that there is need for government to begin settling its debt to domestic private debt so as to unlock the economy. She says that it is important to prioritize the local players in clearing areas as opposed to focusing on foreign debt. Ms. Mkandawe says this is important going forward as it will be able to keep local businesses afloat.
The question should be, is this sustainable? I know that government has put in place so many policies that are supporting agriculture. I'll speak up to agriculture specifically. There's been so much that's been happening in the agricultural space, and obviously I don't think the 26 is ambitious. It actually is achievable, yes. If we continue and we cooperate with everything that's happening, all the suggestions, the opportunities, I think sometimes the gap is always on participation of citizens. So we need to make sure that we also pull up our socks and cooperate with government with the initiatives that they're putting in place.
We take a break. We'll be back with international and sports news. Stay tuned.
When you advertise Thanks to Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice.